We're going to talk to Del Bigtree, producer, for 6 years. In fact, I tell you what, let me bring him up, and I might as well ask him the questions while I have him here. Del Bigtree. Del, hi, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to the Pat Miller Program.
Hi, Pat. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
When you produced the doctors on Daytime Talk, was that like 5 or 6 years you did that?
Yeah, for 6 years I was a producer. There's 7 producers on the show, so each one handles one whole episode every week, and so I was one of those producers, and we all won an Emmy Award for the show. It was a great time.
Wow. Yeah, well, I know the show was highly revered, very well watched, and then, though, you were made aware of some things going on, and you started hearing names of people like Dr. Brian Hooker, who, by the way, will be on our program on Thursday, Dr. William Thompson, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. It soon became very apparent to you, didn't it, that there was something here relative to medications and vaccines and our kids that maybe we needed to look a little deeper, and that led you to end up with a documentary film that you made.
Yeah, that's true. I was working with the doctors, and, you know, I tend to do stories. Like, every producer is a little different. I would guess I was one of the more controversial producers in that I like to do stories that involve industry. When I think that industries are making billions of dollars and they are making products they say are healthy for people, I tend to be skeptical and I follow the money. So, for instance, one of the shows I did on the doctors was the World Health Organization ruled that glyphosate was probably carcinogenic to human beings. So I did a show where I brought on the toxicologist from Monsanto to defend their product glyphosate, which is sprayed on 80% of our crops, and I brought in a GMO activist. So I was known to do those types of stories and really challenge the system and make sure that people are safe. So I'm really into public safety. So because of that, I have inside intel to different doctors and scientists that would tip me off on a story, and I was tipped off on the story of Dr. William Thompson, who was a CDC whistleblower, one of our top scientists at the CDC, involved in really almost every major vaccine safety study at the CDC for the last 15 years. He came forward and said, we are committing scientific fraud. We know that specifically when it came down to the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, we knew that it was causing autism. We hid that from the public. And so that's what really got me started. Through that, sort of following that story, then I ended up meeting Brian Hooker and Dr. Andy Wakefield and going on to make the film Bags.
Well, I will tell you, when I read the quote from Dr. William Thompson, who, as you said, was with the CDC, and his quote, and I'm just grabbing it off the top of my head here, but basically what he said, Del, was, I can't believe we did what we did, but we did it. And that is, they had conclusive evidence that there were some ties with everything that Joel and Marcia talked to me about yesterday, you're talking to me about today, others for the balance of the week. There is some connectedness between what's happening with this ramped up CDC schedule on vaccinations and some of the results in the kids. And basically from everything I read about William Thompson, he says, we did it, we knew we had it, and we covered it up. Is that basically what happened?
That's basically what happened. They saw, I mean, they're scientists. They ran the data on 3,000 kids in Atlanta. And when they saw that there was a causal link between autism, essentially that if a child gets the MMR vaccine on the CDC schedule between 12 and 18 months, they were up to 8 times more likely to develop autism than those children that had waited to get that vaccine till after they were 3 years old. So that 18-month difference in timing made all the difference in the world. Instead of being transparent, instead of changing the timing and telling people, you know what, why don't we start giving the MMR vaccine after 3 years old? Instead, they hid it from the public. And now countless, millions of children have been put in harm's way. And this wouldn't be a problem if autism was rare. If it was still 1 in 10,000 children like it was back in the 1980s,
right,
then what difference does it make? It's a fact that it's increased from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 32 children is being diagnosed with autism. And it's believed to be 1 in 20 boys since the affliction affects more boys. So this is an epidemic of unbelievable proportions. And to find out that a government agency, the CDC, is colluding with the pharmaceutical industry and driving our children into this horrific neurological disorder It's a very, very disturbing story, and it's changed my life. I'm focused on, I spent 3 years now since making the movie doing nothing but investigating vaccine safety. I was shocked. As everyone knows, The Doctors was a pro-doctor television show. I was proud of being on it. But this is an issue that people have got to know about, and so I've left everything behind to really focus and take my journalism into, you know, investigating vaccines. And the story just gets worse and worse, Pat. It's a very, very, you know, and I don't think this is surprising to anybody except that it's vaccines. But when we look at industry now, when we look at the EPA, we know that that Exxon is now running the EPA. We know that we have people from Monsanto running the FDA. And it's the same thing with the CDC. It's being run by Merck and Pfizer employees that go and work for the CDC and then turn around and make $2.5 million salaries years later to work for the industry again. That revolving door has created a situation where these regulatory agencies that are supposed to be protecting our safety and the safety of our children are actually now representing the industries themselves and putting our children in harm's way. So,
well, you know, we scream about people in Congress sometimes that sit there and end up, after they get out of Congress, they go to work for the companies that have been lobbying them all along. This is almost exactly the same thing, except now instead of talking about tax dollars, we're talking about the health of our kids.
That's exactly right. You put it, it's exactly what's happening, and we've got to stop it.
I need to take a real quick 2-minute break, and I'm going to be right back with you. This is what was said, that when Dell Bigtree began investigating the story of the CDC whistleblower and the fraud perpetrated by the CDC, he soon realized that he had stumbled upon a story of corruption and deception beyond anything he had ever seen. And we're going to get back to Dell right after this quick break. So yesterday on What Was Impact, we talked to Joel Troyer. We talked to Marcia Hines, a dad and a mom whose children had been directly impacted by the things we're talking about today. But with you, Dell Bigtree, you were a successful TV producer. You were producing The Doctors. You're well-respected. You're making the money. You're living the life. And you become aware of what's happening with William Thompson and the call he made to Brian Hooker and the MMR vaccine. And all at once, you realize something's amuck here. Now, you might not be a parent directly involved, but you realized something had to be done. This all ends up with your movie, Vaxxed. Talk to me about that film.
Well, I mean, the film was an amazing experience. I mean, I hadn't realized how big the problem was with vaccines until making it. We interviewed lots of parents. But what was really shocking was once we had the movie released and getting accepted into the Tribeca Film Festival, you realize how powerful pharma is when we got kicked out of the film festival, even after Robert De Niro stood up for the film and said, I have a child that's autistic. People need to see this film. And then all of a sudden, you know, 24 hours later from his own festival, we were kicked out. Luckily, Robert De Niro came back around on Good Morning America and defended the film. But that's what we're up against. What we're up against is a power in pharma that is really, really trying to control our lives. People need to know that the pharmaceutical industry is the number one most powerful industry in Washington. They're the biggest lobby now, outspending oil and gas.
Yeah, they're like the mafia. They're like a mafia.
They are, and it's not about drugs anymore. People have to know it's about vaccines because this is a product like no other product there is that gets forced on you by the government of the United States. So they're buying politicians. And the next step, now that they've forced vaccinate all of our children in America, they're looking at adults next. There's a program called Healthy People 2020. It's a forced vaccination program for all adults. So I want everybody to think to themselves, do I think I need a vaccine right now? Do I feel like I'm healthy? I can walk around the world? Because they want to be injecting you on a yearly basis. If we don't all stand together now, this problem's going to get much, much worse. And so the movie is an eye-opener. If no one's seen it, they should see it. I've had doctors come in and screaming at me before the screening, saying that I'm killing children, and then coming out of the film crying, literally tears running down their face, saying, I don't know how to atone for what I've done. I did not know this was actually going on. The numbers are horrific when it comes to vaccines. We now live in a time where it's becoming apparent to me that infectious disease may not actually be as dangerous as the vaccines we're giving to fight them. One of the things that I've discovered is that we have one program to capture injuries called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. When your child has seizures or dies from a vaccine, you tell your doctor it's supposed to be reported. In 2016 alone, there were 59,711 reported injuries from vaccines. 432 of those were deaths. So I think that's a much bigger number than anyone imagined when we're told vaccines are safe and effective. But it gets worse. Health and Human Services, which is the mothership, that's the biggest health department in America. It's also the biggest health department in the world. They manage this VAERS system, and their own internal reviews and studies have shown that less than 1% of the total amount of injuries are being reported to the system. So now imagine 59,000 reported injuries in 2016 turned into 5.9 million injuries in 2016 alone. If we're to take Health and Human Services' word for it, 432 deaths becomes 43,000 deaths from vaccines. So if people are saying we shouldn't be having a debate, they don't know the facts. Those are the facts. It is time that people step up and say, you know what? We need to look at this vaccine program again, because too many people are dying and too many children are being injured.
Well, and you know, and you get somebody like Dr. William Thompson, who was with the CDC, who helped oversee all this, who helped, you know, gather and create and categorize all of this crucial data that they had. And finally, he couldn't stand it. You know, he was the guy on the inside and said, why are we hiding this? We've got to get this out. So he comes out to do this, because I'm sitting here looking at these numbers. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at a number. I've got somebody who's sending me a text right now, Dell, and they're saying, you've spent the last 2 days continuing the autism causation to vaccines. Well, it's actually the vaccine causation to autism. Are you going to have experts on who don't believe this to explain their side? Yeah, it's wide open. They can call anytime they want. You know, Dr. William Thompson was one of those experts. I mean, he was on the inside.
That's right.
But when I sit here and look at this, that in 1980, 38 years ago, 1 in 10,000 was the autism number. Now it's 1 in 32. Even the CDC numbers is 1 in 59. Okay, well, how do you go from 10,000 to 59? Something's happening here.
Absolutely right, and Dr. William tells us what's happening. What's happening is we have vaccines that are being pushed through approval processes by a government agency. I want people to know Dr. William Thompson still works at the CDC. This isn't a man who went rogue. He wasn't fired. He doesn't have an axe to grind. He's warning people. He got a lawyer. He's protected by whistleblower status, but he is still at the CDC, considered to be one of our top epidemiologists in the world. So when he comes forward and says, I can't believe what we did, every time I see a child with autism, I feel guilty, is what he says. This is very real. When doctors will say, or Sanjay Gupta or news anchors will say, we've extensively looked at vaccines and they are not causing autism, that is a bald-faced lie. Of the 16 vaccines we give our children in 72 doses by the time they're 18, of all 16 vaccines, only one has ever been through studies looking at, does it cause autism? And that's the MMR that we're talking about. That is the fraudulent study the CDC did. There are still 15 vaccines that are given sometimes 4, 5, 6 at a time in our babies that have never been looked at. Do they cause autism? And then we have, as you interviewed yesterday, hundreds of thousands of parents all telling the same story. I had a perfectly normal child running around. I've seen videos of them, Pat, running around, saying their ABCs. They get the vaccine. All of a sudden, they have a brain swelling. They have a fever. They're lethargic. And then they stop being able to speak. They stop being able to walk. We are doing this to these children. This is not something that's natural. This is an environmental impact on these kids. And what's more environmental than injecting things like aluminum and mercury, polysorbate 80, formaldehyde into the bloodstream of our babies?
You know, Dr. William Thompson that you mentioned, people say, he could be the voice from the other side. I think what's interesting, in your film Vaxxed, there are four things that you end up calling for in the film. One of them, and this makes a whole lot of sense, Congress should subpoena him. I mean, there should be a congressional committee that calls on Dr. William Thompson to come before a congressional committee and investigate and report on the CDC and on what he says was a fraud. And if he's an idiot and if he's a fraud, it'll get exposed, but let's go ahead and bring him in and let's do that. And then the second thing that's called for in the film, I called for this yesterday when I was talking to Joel Troyer. Ronald Reagan signed the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act because somebody got him over a barrel and he signed it, shouldn't have signed it. But you can't hold manufacturers liable if they cause an injury with their vaccines. Well, that's insane.
It is insane. If you cannot sue the manufacturer of a product, imagine a car when the brakes fail, you can't sue them, or an airbag fails. We see Toyota have to recall a million cars because someone sued from dying because an airbag failed. You cannot sue when a vaccine kills you. And as I said, it looks like there could be up to 43,000 deaths in America alone per year from vaccines, and no one can sue the manufacturer. Why will they fix the problem? Why will they make a better product if we protect them from lawsuits? The government's got to get out of the way. If their product is so safe and so great, then they should be able to be liable for it. What problem do they have? What is the big deal? If this product is so safe, why do we have to protect them from liability? I think it says it right there to anybody with half a brain. You cannot protect a company from liability, or they will just put dangerous products out onto the market, and that's what we're seeing.
2 minutes left here, Dell. Again, I appreciate very much, Dell Big Tree, being on with us today. Dell, another thing being called for in the film, three separate vaccines for measles, mumps, rubella, rather than this one lobbed together great big smack that hits the kid and hits them quite early. And like you said, why don't we delay this until after they're 3 years of age? You know, why do we have to give them so much all at once and so early? And it doesn't seem like they're even open to that.
No, they're not open to breaking up the vaccine. They're not open to testing the vaccine. I just really quickly want to say that everything that movie is mind-blowing, but Bobby Kennedy and I are working together. We just won a lawsuit 2 weeks ago against Health and Human Services, which oversees the CDC. We said in the 86 Act, you were supposed to be reporting to Congress ways to make the vaccine safer since you protected them from liability, and there were so many lawsuits. What have you done to make the vaccine safer? They were supposed to meet with Congress every 2 years. We didn't believe they were. We challenged them in court, and now they've officially admitted that they have not had the mandated meetings every 2 years with Congress for 30 years. The manufacturers aren't making the vaccine safer, and neither is our government health agencies. So people are part of the biggest experiment in human history, and the numbers show we have gone from 12.8% neurological and autoimmune disorders to now 54% of our children are suffering from a neurological or an autoimmune disease. It is being brought on by vaccines. Dr. William Thompson, the top scientist, has attested to that. Vax is only the beginning. People need to recognize our children are the sickest they have ever been. Those are facts. Sickest generation of children America's ever seen, and the sickest nation of children in the industrialized world. Something has gone tragically wrong. You cannot trust your doctors anymore because you know what? They've been lied to by the CDC the same way we have. I'm not blaming doctors. I'm blaming the scientists at our government agencies that are fraudulently manipulating data to protect the pharmaceutical industry, which now has so much power in our government, and our doctors don't even know that they're now lying to us because they believe the CDC. We have a real problem, and our lawsuits, the beginning of it, Bobby Kennedy, are going to continue to sue the government of the United States until someone starts protecting our children.
You can hear Dell and you can hear his passion there, and I think passion rightly placed. Look, if his answers are wrong, fine. Let's examine all this. Let's examine the government. Let's examine pharma, and let's get to right answers. If he's right, we'd better do something. He produced The Doctors on TV for 6 years. He is the producer of the movie Vaxxed. Dell, we are going to link this interview on our website and our Facebook page and link it so people can get to the other information on you. Listen, I very much appreciate you making time for us today, Dell. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you for covering this topic. You have to be brave to do it because we're being bullied by one of the most powerful industries in the world. So you're brave, Pat. Thank you for talking about it, and more people are, so appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks so much. Dell Bigtree.